Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This Pirates team not only has a chance to be historically bad, they also have a chance to be maybe the most unlucky team that we've ever had in Major League Baseball. I mean, this is unbelievable. Now you take Joe Musgrove out of the equation. You've already lost Mitch Keller. You've already lost Jameson Tyne, although you had lost him before the season. You've got Trevor Williams. The combination thing with Brault and Chad Cole. And what? What's next with that group? Your pitching staff is done. Then you've got your bullpen completely decimated. I mean, this wasn't a good team to begin with. But now you're taking away, and apparently the Lightning endured here, and they won 3-2 in a 5-overtime game against the Blue Jackets. So Tampa, you know, needed 5 overtimes, but they overcame the Blue Jackets. It'll be interesting to see what those two teams have left in the tank now for their next game 2 days from now. The good news is they don't have to travel. That's a really good thing. But anyway, I digress. Look at this team the Pirates have. I really think that, and I didn't think this before, but I really think that this Pirates team has a chance to be historically bad. I mean, if this team, if they were going to play 162 games with this team, I easily could have, now watching them play and seeing some of the things that's happened, I easily could have seen this team being like 45 and, what is that, 117 or something, whatever that is, 40 and 1, you know, 122. I could actually have seen this team in the 40s. I made fun of people that were talking about this team only winning 5 games. They'll win 10 or more, but I don't know if they're going to get to, you know, 18 or 19 wins. I mean, with the bullpen as bad as they have now, and yeah, they're trying to get a couple of the guys back healthy and all the other stuff, but with a bullpen as bad as it is, it doesn't really work, I think, very much. And then you've got the pitching staff. Now you take one of their good pitchers, Musgrove, out of the equation. What is their rotation now? Holland? The Cole Brault thing, and Trevor Williams. Beyond that, I really don't even know what you have. I mean, who else do you have that can start games? Are you going to go with the opener thing? Because if you do, you're going to destroy your bullpen. I mean, one thing that helps this team is they've had now, they get these, you know, 3 days off, basically, that they were supposed to play. You know, I was supposed to be on KDK AM today, but because they're off, I'm on FM here, right? But they get to sort of reset things and get ready for their next series, which is, you know, against the Reds. So they don't play again until Thursday. You know, and at that point, you know, it'll be Trevor Williams. They'll be reset with what they're doing. But, you know, they go Williams and then put Friday starters undecided. You know, I mean, I guess they could come back with Derek Holland. I mean, there's a lot of things they could do, but they should at least be somewhat rested. But they lose Phil Evans. That's a big loss for them just because he was one of their major league hitter. I mean, I would say one of the guys they had that is somewhat of a legitimate major league hitter. You know, this team, it's tough enough with the limitations they had. But imagine if, you know, all the limitations and then also all of the bad luck they've had. Now I'm looking, I paused there for a minute because I was trying to look at some of these numbers just to sort of see if things are getting better. I mean, Evans was batting 359. Obviously, Gonzalez is batting 333. Newman looks like he's starting to round into form. He's hitting 250. Remember when Colin Moran had like two good games in a row and people were talking about what an important player he is for them? Yeah, he's batting 226 now. His slash line is 226, 305, 528. Jacob Stallings is what he is. He's batting 225. Who cares? Josh Bell's batting 213. His slash line is 213, 246, 328. Brian Reynolds, who's supposed to be one of your best players, still under the Mendoza line. 189, 306, 283.
Wow.
OPS 589, Bell 574, Stallings 600. Heredia, we know, is not a good hitter. Frazier 177. John Ryan Murphy, who cares? Osuna is no longer here. Cole Tucker, 148, 172 on base, 296 slugging. I mean, are you kidding me? And then we have Gregory Polanco, 0.069 batting average, 0.152 on base percentage. 0.207 slugging, OPS 358. I mean, this is a team I refuse to believe that these hitters are this bad. I mean, we know what the pitching staff is. We know what it looks like, right? We know that there's some limitations. But the lineup should be better than it is. Here's an amazing stat, too. The leader for the Pirates in ERA among, guys that qualify, but Derek Holland's 0.827, Musgrove 8.27, I mean, for Holland. The amazing thing is Del Pozo at 17 doesn't have the worst ERA. Navarroskis 6.4. You know, Stratton, you know, we start getting down there with those guys. It's a little bit better, but Rich Rutter, I'm trying to look at the starters. Trevor Williams and Mitch Keller haven't been awful. Musgrove was a little bit not quite so good. So all I'm saying is, boy, this team, if you look at it, it's one thing to go through a season, you know, and be historically bad. It's another thing to be historically bad. It's one thing to be historically bad, but when you're historically bad and you're unlucky, boy, that makes for a really, really, really long season. Anyway, if you didn't hear, the Big 12 said they are going to try and play, so we'll see what happens. I don't know if that'll happen. You know, I don't know if it's actually going to go, but they're going to do their best. It's the Paul Zeiss Show on 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.